Wonder Adventures create exciting and interactive parties, children's entertainment and family events for imaginative and active kids. Our children's birthday parties and family events have a range of fun themes, from dinosaurs to wizards, fairy tale legends to space and circus skills. There is something for every imagination. We also have regular open events, so check out our website for details of the next event for your children.
Thomas and Emily were playing tag in the school hall. Their mum was head teacher, so they often stayed late into the evening, long after everyone else had gone home. "Tag, Jer!" Emily cried out as she dashed past Thomas and ran to hide behind one of the big pillars that lined the flank of the main hall.
"Oh, I've had enough of running. I'm hot,"
declared Thomas as it slumped down in the middle of the hall. Emily looked disappointed. Thomas always seemed to tire first, and then she would have to work hard to get him to play another game.
"Let's play something else then, Thomas. What do you want to play?"
"I don't know. I'm bored and tired."
"Well, Mum said she will be another 20 minutes. She has some reports to finish,"
Emily said as she sat down next to Thomas cross-legged.
"Oh, great. What do you want to do then?"
"Let's play hide and seek. I like hide and seek in the hall. There are so many great hiding places."
"Right, you count then and I'll hide. Go behind a pillar and no peeking."
Emily retreated behind one of the hall pillars. She didn't like to lose at hide and seek and knew Thomas was good at hiding, so she kept one eye slightly slit open while she began to count out loud. She was counting out loud, but listening carefully too, and was pretty sure she saw and heard Thomas sliding under the main stage in the hall. They both knew there were some good hiding places around the stage. Emily didn't like them much, as it was dark and dusty. Thomas was a Cub Scout and often liked to go in places that were dark, as he liked to get his torch out and explore. He also knew that even though Emily had probably cheated and seen where he went, that she would not be quick to follow for being scared of the dark. His plan was to find a really good place and then jump out and surprise her when she finally built up the courage to hunt him out. Thomas could hear Emily shout, "Coming, ready or not?" just as he began to flash his torch under the stage looking for a suitable place to huddle. He crawled in much further than he'd ever been before. In truth, even he found it a little scary under there, and it was filthy with dust too. He knew he'd be in trouble if his mum found out he'd been sliding about under there, not least for getting his school uniform plastered in dust. He could hear Emily calling out,
"I know you're in there, Thomas. Now don't you go jumping out on me."
Thomas stayed quiet. He shuffled behind a big box and caught his knee on something metal.
Ow!
He flashed the torch to investigate. He spotted a big bolt. He dusted around it. It was thick with dust, and Thomas knew he was going to be in trouble for the mess his clothes were now in. As he moved, he realised he was actually sitting on a hatch, and this bolt was holding it closed. It was red with rust and would not budge. He explored the hatch more. It was clearly some sort of trap door. But it was very old wood and looked like it had not been opened in a long time. He found a little handle and pulled on it with all his might. It was no good. He couldn't move it even a little bit. Thomas slid back from it and looked all around with his torch. There was no sign of any way to open it.
What a shame, he thought. It would have made a great hiding place.
Suddenly, he heard Emily getting close.
"Thomas, I know you are under there. Don't jump out on me. But tell me where you are."
Thomas quickly turned off his torch. As he did, a very strange thing happened. The hatch seemed to rattle and rumble. Thomas was a little scared. Then, suddenly, the hatch that had been firmly bolted and not budging for any of Thomas's efforts opened up just like the doors of a lift. And as it did, a dazzling light shone out from it. Thomas thought to himself that he or Emily must have somehow pressed a button to open up the hatch. He couldn't resist. He had to have a look inside. What was hidden down this mysterious hatch? Peering in, he saw a sparkling, colourful tunnel stretching mysteriously as far as he could see. A gust of warm, sweet-smelling air wafted out over him as he leaned across the opening. Twinkling stars danced around as he gazed into the depths of the tubular hole. What was down there? Suddenly, Emily jumped out from behind the box he had originally slipped behind to hide.
"Ah, found you! I thought I saw your torch!"
Thomas looked at Emily and then said, "Ha! I'm going exploring down here. Dare you to come?" And with that, he plunged down the hole and began to slip and slide downwards. Emily was rather shocked at this and was a little scared about wherever her brother had just gone. But one thing was for sure, she wasn't going to let him go off exploring without her. So she climbed in behind him, shouting, "Thomas, wait for me!" The children were both now sliding and slipping. They turned, they twirled, they whizzed and they zoomed. Sparkling lights flashed by their eyes. It was a strange feeling. Somehow it was not frightening. It was just magical and zoomy, like the best slide you could ever imagine. It went on for an eternity, but it was probably only seconds. And then, ta-da! With the sound of a fanfare, they emerged at the foot of this spectacular fun slide. Thomas first, closely followed by Emily, who slid into him with a gentle thud. Emily had to giggle, and so did Thomas. They looked at each other and laughed some more. Thomas was now wearing what seemed to be a wizard's cloak and pointed hat, whereas Emily was wearing puffed-out trousers covered in sparkling gold stars and a brightly coloured stripy top with the letter C on a big gold star in its middle. Even more strange was her hair. It had turned a mix of blues and purples in wavy streaks. They gasped at one another in amazement. Emily spoke first.
"What just happened?"
Thomas adjusted his pointed hat, as if he always wore one, and looked down to his hand where he was holding a golden wand with a shining star on its tip. "I don't know, but it was kind of fun, wasn't it? I wonder where we are." They both looked around. Emily brushed off her trousers and got up.
"Well, we must be under the stage, I suppose,"
she said, as she looked around her with amazement. They had certainly been under the stage a moment ago, but now, having popped out the end of this magical slide, they were sitting in a clearing, on luscious green grass, facing what looked like a beautiful forest in full colour bloom. Immediately around them were bright, vibrant toadstools. The air smelt of sweet scents, and it was warm like a summer's day. Thomas put his nose in the air and sniffed.
"Mmm, it smells like strawberry ice cream."
Suddenly, they heard some noises and rustling.
"Can you hear that whispering?"
Emily clutched Thomas tightly.
"Yes, it's coming from over there."
There was a path leading into the woods in front of them.
"Come on, let's follow this."
Thomas took his sister's hand and led her down the path. As their eyes got used to the dimmer light of the forest, they started to see little flashes and twinkles all around them. They were both eager to go further and see what they could find. The forest was not as dark as many woodlands. In fact, it was quite sparkly and magical. They heard rustling in the branches and could still hear whispering, but they didn't feel scared. Thomas looked around him in awe.
"I feel like I've been here before."
All of a sudden, they heard squeaky, high-pitched voices, which didn't sound happy. In fact, it sounded like an argument. Thomas had always had a protective side, particularly with his younger sister, and he made her stand behind him as they approached the source of the noise and commotion. As they got closer, they heard a young voice crying, followed up by what sounded like an older child being nasty and mean.
"But we've spent ages gathering those berries. They're for our supper. We'll be really hungry,"
said the young voice.
Well, you'll have to go and get some more, because we're taking these, and we expect you to get us some more tomorrow, said the nasty voice.
Thomas knew he had to do something. He didn't know where he was, what he was about to see, or even what exactly he was going to do, but he just knew he had to do something. He gripped the wand in his hand tightly. As he charged through the bushes in front of him into a clearing, Thomas saw the strangest of sights in front of him. There were three young red squirrels, huddled and quivering, with the smallest one crying. Hovering in front of them were four giant bugs that looked like enormous fireflies. They held armfuls of berries and nuts as they loomed over the terrified squirrels.
If you don't get us more nuts and berries tomorrow, you will have to answer to Thistlestar directly. So gather more and don't be late,
screeched the firefly nearest to the squirrels. Thomas didn't need to listen to any more from this nasty creature. He lifted his wand high in the air and ran at the flying bugs.
Give them back their food and go and pick on someone your own size.
Thomas was shaking his wand, and to his and everyone else's fright, a pulse of bright light shot from it right at the front bug. The direct strike forced the firefly to drop the berries and nuts, and then he went tumbling into a tree over the other side of the clearing.
Quick, flee!
One of the other bugs screeched, and the scene quickly changed as the fireflies disappeared into the thickness of the wood. Emily had followed on behind Thomas and stood in a combination of delight and amazement at her brother's bravery and seemingly magical powers.
Thomas, how did... Wow!
The squirrels were still huddled up together and a little shaky.
What did you want to go and do that for? Thistlestar will be in a rage now and no doubt punish us all,
the largest of the squirrels said.
Wait a minute. Those bugs were being really mean to you. They were bullying you, said Thomas crossly.
I know, but those fire dashers can pretty much do what they like because Thistlestar has magic powers that can... Well, we don't want to make her mad, and there is little we can do to stop her rages,
said the second squirrel. Emily spoke.
My brother can help you. He's brave, and it seems today at least he can do magic.
The biggest of the squirrels spoke again.
I am sorry we sound so ungrateful. We are thankful, really. They have been particularly mean lately. It seems Thistlestar has been getting her fire dashers to turn up the heat on us, to try and get us to leave Wonderwood, but our folk aren't going to give in that easily. We are truly thankful for your help. Allow me to introduce ourselves. This is Crunch and Cracker, and I'm Nuts.
Pleased to meet you, said Thomas and Emily in unison. Where are we?
Nuts replied.
Oh, don't you know? You're in Wonderwood, and we are the squirrel folk. We help look after everyone and everything in Wonderslide World.
And who were those horrible bugs? Asked Thomas.
Oh, those fireflies. They are known as fire dashers, and they work for Thistlestar. She's a Wonderstar turned bad, who lives on the dark edge of the wood. She does not like us squirrel folk, and especially our great friends the Wonderstars. She seems to be getting meaner and meaner lately.
Emily liked the cute and enchanting little squirrel folk.
Well, I'm Emily, and this is my big brother Thomas. At least he is normally just my big brother Thomas, but since we entered this world, he seems to have changed a little.
Cracker then spoke.
Did you come in down a slide? Into Wonderslide World, I mean. Visitors usually have to come in down the slide, but we haven't had any visitors for a long time.
Thomas nodded his head.
Well, as a matter of fact, we did come in down a slide, yes.
Nuts considered this.
That explains your magic powers, then. New visitors to Wonderslide World always get given magic powers as they slide in. You need to come and see Grandpa Wonder. There will be a few things he will have to let you know. He's the one who can help you. Come with us now. We must hurry before those fire dashers get any ideas of coming back for more trouble.
There was so much to take in, so many new, unexplained things and quite astonishing happenings. They were deep in this strange magical world now, but somehow Emily and Thomas both knew they had to trust their instincts and these likeable young squirrels they had just met. They had to go with them and learn more about why they were in Wonderslide World and, more importantly, how they would ever get back home. The squirrel folk led the way back into the thick of the wood. Thomas and the squirrel children were chatting away so much that they didn't notice Emily getting distracted by some fascinating flowers and therefore hanging back further and further. She was gazing at the movement of some glittery sparkles in some branches overhead. Suddenly, she noticed that she was on her own and couldn't see the others up ahead any more. Somehow, she wasn't all that scared. Of course, she should have been. We know that, with bad characters like Sizzle Star and the nasty fire dashes about. Emily was far from safe out in the woods on her own. Emily thought about this some more and did start to get a tiny bit scared. What's more, she didn't know where Thomas had gone and how she was going to find him. Emily heard some talking a little way off. In fact, it was more cackling than talking. It sounded just like one of those fire dashers they had met earlier. Emily wasn't sure what to do. She moved behind a tree trunk so as not to be so visible as she was out on the path. Suddenly, she heard a voice call out from above.
"Up here! You need to use your magic!" called out the voice.
Emily looked up and saw a brightly dressed older boy with bright blue hair who seemed to be hovering on a star-shaped flying scooter. He approached a little closer.
"Hello, I'm Juggler Star, one of the Wonder Stars. We saw you looking like you're a little lost. We can take you to your brother and Grandpa Wonder."
Emily was a little unsure. He seemed very nice, but should she trust him?
"How do you know about my brother and that we are heading to see Grandpa Wonder?"
Emily inquired, so as to try and test out at least a small part of this mysterious encounter.
"We Wonder Stars know straight away if another Wonder Star enters our land. We saw you and your brother straight away from high up in the trees. We are so excited you are here. You both have magic powers now, and you will be able to help us. And us, you. Wonder Stars stick together."
Emily was a little puzzled.
"What do you mean, I'm not a Wonder Star?"
Juggler Star smiled excitedly.
"Yes, you are, Emily. You are now Cosmos Star with the most amazing magic powers."
Juggler Star continued.
"Pick one of the stars from your trousers and throw it on the ground in front of you, and you will see for yourself the magic."
Emily somehow felt she could trust this excitable character and followed his instructions with a sense of anticipation and delight. She took hold of one of the many golden stars on her trousers and it came off in her hand and felt like a big coin. She threw this out in front of her, as Juggler Star had suggested, and in an amazing sparkle and fizz, a hovering star with a scooter handle magically appeared.
"Come on, jump on. We can catch up with the others in no time at all on our star shooters."
Emily stepped on to the hovering golden star. It felt amazing. She was floating and it simply felt magic. Juggler Star called out for her to follow him and the star shooters floated quickly up into the canopy of the trees, trailing little sparkles behind them as they glided through the air.
As they got high up in the trees, Emily met two more Wonder Stars, also on star scooters, Bubble Star and Dance Star. They seemed just as friendly as Juggler Star and beckoned Emily to follow them.
Flying up high in the trees was an amazing feeling, and Emily's face ached from smiling as they began to shoot through the treetops, gliding, darting, ducking and diving and weaving at high speeds. It was as if she had always known how to fly, just like these magical Wonder Star friends she had found. Meanwhile, Thomas had just become aware that they had somehow left his sister behind somewhere on their walk. He was so cross with himself for losing concentration and suddenly finding himself separated from her. Nuts was quick to calm him down. He sent Cracker up into the nearby tree as if to send a message. Within moments, Cracker was scurrying back down the trunk to join them.
"It's okay, don't worry. She is with the Wonder Stars. They have taken her on a flying lesson and will be with us soon."
"A flying lesson? What are you talking about?"
Nuts quickly explained to Thomas that, of course, Emily had magic powers too, as they had both entered Wonderslide World down the Wonderslide, and Emily, like Thomas, had to learn a few things about how to use those powers. Thomas was not too sure he was happy with the explanation he was getting, but equally he was not sure he had any choice but to trust his new-found squirrel folk friends. However, he did need more answers. "When will we meet this Grandpa Wonder, and where does he live?" Thomas asked Nuts.
"He lives up the tallest tree in the forest, and he is over 500 years old. Come on," Nuts said excitedly. "Let's go and see him now. The Wonder Stars will take Emily to him too."
Having been chased off by Thomas, the Fire Dashers had chosen to relay the day's news back to Sizzle Star.
"What? We have a boy wizard and a girl Wonder Star that have each entered our world by the Wonder Slide itself."
"Yes, Your Greatness," replied one of the Fire Dashers feebly.
"Well, well, well. And have they discovered their magic powers?"
"Yes, I got that by him, and his wand. I didn't see it coming, though, Your Greatness. I'm sorry,"
stuttered the nervous Firefly. "Stop whimpering, you feeble, fluttering glowworm." Sizzle gazed out into the Wonderwoods. "You know what this means, of course. If we can keep them here until sunrise, they will be stuck here in our world forever, and I'll be able to take all of their magic for my own and finally take control of Wonder Slide World."
The evil Sizzle cackled in delight at her master plan. She was always happiest when she was thinking of ways to spoil other people's lives and make herself more powerful. Of course, Thomas and Emily were yet to hear about the importance of the next day's daybreak deadline. This would all be explained to them when they finally got to meet Grandpa Wonder, the oldest and wisest of the squirrel folk. Line 8, page 9. Thomas and Emily still had so much to learn about the workings of Wonder Slide World, as well as the magical powers and titles it had bestowed upon them. After Thomas's spectacular climb of the tallest of the trees in Wonderwood, and after what seemed like endless flying for Emily, they were reunited at the residence of Grandpa Wonder, who lived in a gigantic, hollowed-out acorn. Grandpa Wonder welcomed them in, and Thomas and Emily looked around in awe as they took in the cosy fireside, comfortable rocking chair, and sweet smells of roasting marshmallows from the odd little house. As the two children sat before the wisest mind in Wonderslide World, Grandpa passed them each a roasted marshmallow and smoothed down his bushy tail as he sat back in his rocking chair.
"First things first, you will not be known as Thomas and Emily in Wonderslide World. You, boy, are to be known as Wonder Wizard, and you, my dear, you are to be known as Cosmos Star, a very powerful Wonder Star with great sorcery powers."
Thomas and Emily looked at each other, really quite proud of their honourable new titles. But what did all this mean?
"What this means is that you have much to learn and will have much responsibility to help our people, the squirrel folk, and all our forest friends, not least the Wonder Stars that you, Cosmos Star, have already met."
Thomas and Emily nibbled their delicious marshmallows, marvelling at how fluffy and gooey they were. Grandpa Wonder continued,
"This next piece of information is very, very important, so you must listen carefully. You cannot ever fail to respect this information, otherwise you will be stuck in Wonder Slide World forever, and what's more, you would be under the evil Sizzle Star's control. You must leave through Star Falls by sunrise of each new morning. If you are ever, ever still here when the sun has come up, you will forfeit your magical powers to Sizzle Star and will be trapped in Wonderslide World forever." You are, however, free to return any time you like, as long as you obey this simple golden rule and are not here whilst our sun rises and casts its first shadows. We have been waiting a long time for you both. You will come to realise the importance of your powers for the folk of Wonderslide World."
The children shuffled nearer to one another, and Thomas gripped his sister's hand and squeezed it.
"So I'm now Wonder Wizard," he says.
Grandpa Wonder nods, and Emily says,
"And I'm Cosmos Star." "Okay, right. So we have a time limit. I get it."
Wonder Wizard came in.
"Would you be able to lend us a clock?"
Grandpa Wonder reached into his pouch.
"This acorn is no ordinary acorn. Keep it on you always, and when you are in Wonderslide World, shake it 3 times, and it will tell you how long you have left until sunrise. Always make sure you get back up Star Falls with at least half an hour to spare, because if you ever get the timing wrong, there will be no turning back the clock."
"Thank you, Grandpa Wonder. That is really kind of you," Cosmos Star declared.
Grandpa Wonder nodded.
"We care about all things in Wonderslide World. We need help to keep our world the special place it should always be, so we will look after you in every way we can."
For Wonder Wizard and Cosmos Star, everything was very magical, but also strange. There was so much to be excited about. They now had magical powers and were a wizard and a magical Wonder Star. But on the other hand, it was dangerous, as there was the evil Sizzle Star that their new friends needed protection from, and they had to be so careful to climb out of Wonderslide World by the dawn deadline. Right now, though, they were so excited and wanted to meet more of the Squirrel Folk and their friends, the Wonder Stars. The Squirrel Folk and the Wonder Stars loved to put on parties and celebrations, and they certainly knew how to make a spectacle of such occasions. That evening was to be the Twilight Festival, and the Wonder Stars were going to be putting on a fantastic magical show of dance, acrobats and music. Wonder Wizard and Cosmos Star were going to be the festival's very special guests. Nuts, Crackers and Crunch led the children to the scene of the festival, a spectacular and huge circus tent which nestled within a hillside clearing deep inside Wonderwoods. Dozens and dozens of Squirrel Folk families filled the audience, many with baskets crammed full of fruit, nuts and juice drinks. The atmosphere was electric. Beautiful fairy lights were strung around the roof of the tent, lighting up everyone's faces in a glow of magic and enchantment. A line of toadstools marked out the stage area, and starry lights marked the height and shape of the magnificent stage. The Wonder Stars were mesmerising performers with a huge range of skills and specialities to wow the audience with. Juggle Star would receive gasps and applause, and Street Dance Star would get all the folk clapping along and enjoying his tricks. Giggle Star, of course, stole all the laughs, whilst Bubble Star filled the stage and auditorium with trails of bubbles that got all the children laughing. The Wonder Stars were performers who knew how to wow an audience at the same time as getting them to join in the atmosphere and the fun. They performed balancing tricks and acrobatic moves that were graceful and exciting. They jumped through hoops, made splendid trails with ribbons and danced to all kinds of exciting beats. The Squirrel Folk watched in transfixed admiration and responded with woos, gasps, huge applause and cheers. The lights, the music and the Squirrel Folk family's sheer enjoyment of every aspect of the show created a buzz and air of celebration. Next up was the Wonder Stars song. The Wonder Stars really knew how to enjoy themselves on stage, and so the Wonder Star song was an anthem that truly captured the joy and fun of Wonderslide World. All the Squirrel children were swaying and clapping to the familiar tune, and Wonder Wizard and Cosmos Star couldn't help but be caught up in the atmosphere as they swayed with their newfound friends.
Are they always this spectacular?
Cosmos Star asked Cracker.
Oh, yes. They love to perform, and we love to sing and dance with them.
It's pretty cool here in Wonderwood, declared Wonder Wizard, joining in the appreciation of the spectacle. The party was now in full swing, and everyone was smiling and enjoying themselves. Suddenly, everything seemed to change. There was a loud buzzing sound, and a hush came over the tent. The Wonder Stars and Squirrel Folk sensed all was not right. All of a sudden, Fire Dashers were swarming into the tent. They started to fly down at the stage, hurling fireballs to disrupt the performance. There was lots of screaming and squealing as the Squirrel Folk scattered in all directions, some retreating under the sides of the tent, and some out to the trees, some escaping through the exits, abandoning their picnics and other belongings. The music abruptly stopped, and the Wonder Stars exited the stage area in great haste. At this point, there was a huge fireball explosion, and the evil Sizzle Star burst onto the stage. Her evil cackle ran out around the big top circus tent, frightening everyone into silence.
Where is this boy wizard who thinks he can come into our world and be a do-gooder?
She bellowed out from the stage. Wonder Wizard held his breath, but he knew he had to stand up to this evil force and protect his new friends as best as he could. He and Cosmos Star now found themselves standing in the middle of the deserted auditorium, surrounded by the chaos of abandoned picnic baskets. Cosmos Star, being the younger of the two, was really scared by what was happening and was hiding behind her brother. Wonder Wizard gripped his wand and started tentatively to approach the stage and the raging Sizzle.
"I'm not scared of you and your mean and horrible bullying ways," declared Wonder Wizard, who was in fact quite scared of what might happen next, but he knew he had to stand up to this bully and challenge her unprovoked attack.
"I don't think you realise who you are talking to, boy wizard. Your magic is no match for mine, and you need to surrender to me. I am the ruler of Wonderslide World, and the sooner you realise that, the better."
Wonder Wizard felt a wave of courage inside him. "You don't frighten me. You need to go back to wherever you came from and leave these wonderful folk and kind Wonder Stars to enjoy themselves as they were. You and your meanness are not invited or welcome at this festival." The cowering Squirrel Folk and Wonder Stars gasped at what was unfolding from their positions of safety around the Big Top's perimeter.
"I will not be threatened by a mere child. This is my stage. This is my world. Now back off and do as I say, like a good little boy."
The evil Sizzle raged and produced a fireball the size of a football in each hand and rose up off the ground on a device similar to the Starshooter scooters. She was clearly preparing to attack Wonder Wizard. Wonder Wizard knew he had to act quickly. He noticed the Fire Dashers were circling overhead, but they were clearly not brave enough to swoop too near him. He looked at his glowing wand and wondered what magic he should try and perform. Clearly, Sizzle Star liked to produce fire. Maybe he could fight fire with water. He waved his wand as if he had always owned one and declared, "My powers are higher. Wash out this fire." What happened next was extraordinary. There was a rumble, and a huge wave of water appeared in front of the stage and engulfed the evil Sizzle. She was drenched and furious, but all that now came from her hands was steam. She was quick to turn and retreat out of the Big Top circus tent. She was furious, but also shocked and at a loss what to do in response. She was clearly embarrassed as she shouted out a warning as she made her retreat.
"You will regret that assault on me, wizard boy. Let me assure you, you have not seen the last of me, and it is I who will have the last laugh."
Wonder Wizard stood proudly as the damp Sizzle left the scene, followed by her cowardly Fire Dashers. He was pleased to have been able to stand up to her, even if he did have to pretend to be a little braver than he actually felt.
Gradually, the squirrel folk and wonder stars appeared from all around him, clapping, cheering and rejoicing at Wonder Wizard's bravery. "Hooray for Wonder Wizard! Hooray for Wonder Wizard!" they chanted, patting and thanking him.
"No one has ever stood up to Sizzle like that before. And your magic, well, it was amazing," declared Nuts,
who had decided Wonder Wizard was a true hero. Wonder Wizard looked across the sea of squirrel folk and rejoicing wonder stars in search of his sister. "Where's my sister? Where's Cosmos Star?" Crunch, the smallest of the young squirrel children, jumped up and down to get Wonder Wizard's attention.
"Wonder Wizard, Wonder Wizard, I saw what happened."
"What do you mean?"
"Whilst you were fighting with Sizzle, the Fire Dashers grabbed Cosmos Star and flew off with her."
"What? Why didn't someone..." "No," he shouted. "Emily, I need to help her."
"I was trying to let you know, Wonder Wizard. It all happened so quickly, and I have been trying to get your attention."
Crunch started crying, as he felt it was his fault that Wonder Wizard had not been warned in time. "Oh, no, this is a disaster. It is really late, isn't it? What time is it? How long is it before we need to leave Wonderslide World?" Wonder Wizard's proud feeling of moments earlier had been quickly replaced with panic as he realised the potential consequence of what had just happened. Nuts was quick to try and reassure him.
"There's still time, I'm sure. Check your acorn timer."
Wonder Wizard remembered the timing device Grandpa Wonder had given them. He took it out of his pocket and shook it. 2 hours until sunrise, it declared. 2 hours? That's not long, is it? Where will they have taken my sister? Where does Sizzle live?"
"The dark edge of Wonderwood. The Wonder Stars will take you there."
3 Wonder Stars quickly flew down on star shooters to his side. They pushed a star shooter in front of Wonder Wizard and indicated he should get on it. He got on and, like his sister, experienced an immediate sense of confidence on how to fly it. Almost immediately, they all simultaneously lifted off the ground and hovered just above the surrounding squirrel folk. The 3 Wonder Stars were ready to lead the way and beckoned Wonder Wizard to follow them. There was no time to lose, and Wonder Wizard flew off out of the big top and towards the forest canopy, following the 3 Wonder Stars who were guiding him. Meanwhile, over at Sizzle Star's dwelling on the edge of Wonder Wood, Cosmos Star, little Emily, was locked in a cage. She had no idea where she was. It was dark and miserable, and she could smell damp moss all around her. Sizzle lived in the hollow of a rotten and decaying old tree trunk. Although she had a raging fire burning, it offered little comfort, warmth, or cosiness in the bleak, damp surroundings. Cosmos Star felt scared and hoped that her brother had realised what had happened to her. The only magic she was sure she had was the ability to turn one of her stars into a star shooter scooter, which seemed little use from inside a cage. The Fire Dashers had taken her so much by surprise and grabbed her so quickly she had not had the chance to try anything, and now she was locked in a cage, which meant she couldn't see a way to escape on her own. All she could do was trust that her big brother, Wonder Wizard, would come to save her. Was there enough time? She wondered how long it was until they had to leave Wonderslide World in order not to be stuck there for good. Emily was quite sure she didn't want that. It had been fun. It had been an adventure. But now she was cold, lonely and worried at whatever wicked Sizzle had in mind for her.
"Well, well, little girl. You and your boy wizard friend may well regret coming into Wonderslide World trying to be do-gooders. In just a couple of hours, you're going to be stuck in here for good."
"My brother will come and save me, and you'd better watch out, because he is going to be pretty mad with you."
Cosmos Star wanted to sound brave and defiant, but she was worried now.
"You and your brother will have to learn to like it here. And more importantly, do as I say, like everyone else who lives here."
The evil Sizzle sneered. She now turned her attention to some of her Fire Dasher helpers.
Go and get eyes on this wizard boy. I want to know where he is and if he's daring to come looking for his sister, in which case I want to be ready for him.
The fire dashers flew off into the forest. Cosmos Star, feeling helpless, started to think about whether she had any other magic powers herself. Grandpa Wonder had said she was powerful after all. As she looked down in thought, she noticed some of the stars on her trousers twinkling and shining a little. Could this be a sign, or was she imagining it? At the same time, the Wonder Stars and Wonder Wizard were approaching. They hovered above a branch in a nearby treetop to survey the situation. One of the Wonder Stars indicated she would go down and try to see what was awaiting them at Sizzle's bleak home. Wonder Stars are expert at moving swiftly yet silently. This one, Bubble Star, slipped quickly behind a woodpile near to the cage that held Cosmos Star. She whispered over to her,
"Cosmos, use the stars on your trousers. They have powers. We will distract Sizzle."
With that, she was gone, back to Wonder Wizard to plan the rescue. With this information from Bubble Star, Cosmos Star began to think. The stars on her trousers had powers. Of course, that's how she created the flying star shooter scooter. She looked down and touched one of the stars on her trousers. Just like before, she was able to pick it off and hold the star. It was just like picking up a coin. The star pulsed and glowed in her hand. Up in the nearby tree, the Wonder Stars and Wonder Wizard had quickly discussed a plan to get the evil Sizzle's attention and have her chase Wonder Wizard. There was no time to spare now. Thomas had shaken his timer and it now said 1 hour until sunrise. They had to rescue Cosmos Star and they had to rescue her now. Wonder Wizard, on his star shooter, floated down right in front of Sizzle, who had her back to him.
"Where's my sister? Let her go free and I will do you no harm."
"The boy wizard? What?"
"You will not get away from me this time, boy."
Sizzle was quick to act. She quickly circled the boy and his star shooter scooter and created a wall of fire around him in the blink of an eye.
"I have trapped you now, boy. You and your sister are going to be stuck with me now."
Being trapped by a ring of fire was not quite in Wonder Wizard's plan, and even though it was distracting the evil Sizzle, it was also a little too hot and dangerous for comfort. He took out his wand and fired a water jet at the fire ring. This dampened the flames enough for him to escape the fiery trap. Sizzle let out a roar and started hurling fireballs like a tennis ball machine, frantically faster and faster, all aiming at the boy wizard. He had to sidestep quickly and jumped for safety behind a big tree stump, where suddenly he seemed quite pinned down by the attack of the raging Sizzle. Meanwhile, the Wonder Stars had gone to help Cosmos Star. They encouraged her to use the magic star from her trousers to free herself from the cage that imprisoned her. She instinctively knew to throw the star out in front of her to release its powers, and in a flash of light and puff of smoke, the cage collapsed and she was released.
"Quick, up here with us!"
exclaimed one of the Wonder Stars, indicating for Cosmos Star to jump on his star shooter with him. They then glided high into the relative safety of a nearby tree top. Here, they could now see that Wonder Wizard was in trouble and was quite trapped by the attack from Sizzle. Cosmos knew she had to help. She quickly used another star from her trousers to make a star shooter of her own. She could take Sizzle by surprise, given she had not yet noticed her prisoner had escaped. Cosmos Star didn't waste a moment. She swooped down and approached Sizzle from behind. She wasn't sure what magic she had that could stop her, but her brother was trapped and she just had to do something. She picked two stars from her trousers this time. Each star pulsed in her hands. She threw them with all her might towards Sizzle. Cosmos Star wanted to stop the fireballs raining down on Wonder Wizard. As she threw the stars, she thought of cooling Sizzle down with ice and so shouted the words, "Freeze her fire! Chill her flames!" There was a huge flash of light and puff of smoke, and as the smoke began to thin out, it became clear Sizzle was now encapsulated in an enormous ice cube. Her nose was twitching, and she was making some muffled complaints from the centre of this huge chunk of ice, but she was somewhat stopped in her tracks for now. Wonder Wizard emerged and dashed to his sister to give her a hug and check she was okay.
"I'm okay. I'm not sure how I did it, but I've frozen her for now."
They both looked at the muffled, raging Sizzle with her twitching nose and giggled, but then Cosmos grew serious again.
"Come on, we need to get to Star Falls and climb out of here, don't we? Is there still time?"
Cosmos Star was being very assertive for her young years, but she was very aware this was a race against time, as well as having the Fire Dashers to contend with. Plus, they didn't know how long Sizzle would be frozen for. Wonder Wizard shook his timer. 45 minutes until sunup, it declared.
"We must move quickly. Wonder Stars, please take us to Star Falls as quickly as you can."
The Wonder Stars were quick to hover ahead of their heroes to show them the way. Wonder Wizard and Cosmos Star quickly readied themselves back on their starshooters and within a heartbeat were up above the canopy of the forest, zooming past branches, weaving to and fro as they chased the Wonder Stars and raced to exit Wonderslide World before it was too late. Within minutes, they approached the magical Star Falls and landed next to a sparkling waterfall. It had stars twinkling and falling down it, creating the most enchanting light show they had ever seen. However, they did not have time to sit back and enjoy its splendour. The light was quickly changing, and Wonder Wizard could see the first signs of dawn appearing over the horizon. The Wonder Stars showed them to the start of a rocky, steep climb. Luckily, there were vines and tree roots zigzagging across the steep slope that ran up the side of Star Falls. Wonder Wizard encouraged Cosmos Star to go first. She took a couple of steps and looked back down at their Wonder Star friends who had helped lead them out of danger.
"Thank you so much, Wonder Stars. You are amazing, and I'm so glad to have met you. We promise to come back."
Wonder Wizard gave his sister a gentle shove as the pre-dawn glow coloured the distant sky.
"Come on, Emily. We need to climb, and climb quickly."
"Thank you, Wonder Stars. Cosmos Star is right. We promise to come back. Hopefully that bully Sizzle has learnt her lesson today, and we promise to come back and see you all very soon." And with that, the two heroes gave haste to their climb. They didn't dare look down. They just looked at the roots and rocks in front of them and climbed. Suddenly, it got darker, and as Cosmos Star put her hand forward, she felt the solid wood of the stage. She reached to her right and her hand found the open trapdoor under the stage. As they both climbed out, the trapdoor automatically shut behind them. They brushed themselves off and looked at each other. Cosmos Star was now back in Emily's clothes. Thomas was back to himself too.
"How long have we been gone?" wondered Thomas.
"It must have been hours," said Emily in a worried voice.
At that point, their mum appeared at the entrance to the school hall.
"Come along, you two. I've finished my reports. Now, let's go home for tea."
The two children looked at each other. Nothing more had to be said. This would have to remain something only Thomas and Emily knew about. After all, no adult would ever believe them anyway. They knew they had a responsibility now as Wonder Wizard and Cosmos Star to return to Wonderslide World and help their new-found friends again.
Wonder Adventures create exciting and interactive parties, children's entertainment and family events for imaginative and active kids. Our children's birthday parties and family events have a range of fun themes, from dinosaurs to wizards, fairy tale legends to space and circus skills. There is something for every imagination. We also have regular open events, so check out our website for details of the next event for your children. If you are a venue looking for interactive and unique children's entertainment, then we would love to speak to you. Visit wonderadventures.co.uk or give us a call. And of course, look us up on the Book of Faces, the Tweet Machine, follow our blog, and sign up to receive regular offers and ideas to inspire your family's adventure.